because we have O'Reilly on our staff. But, you know, I was concerned about the kid that he had go down in the end zone. Hopefully he's okay. You know, they earned a victory tonight. They got it done. So we take our hat off to them. Why don't we go ahead and just get to questions, and that way we can be mindful of everybody's time.
I'm guessing by your game plan, you had pretty big expectations for Puka tonight. But, I mean, how far did he exceed even what you thought he might be able to do?
Man, you know, the game plan that we had coming in involved even more than him, to be honest with you. Dom started the game off really, really strong for us. He suffered an injury. We'll see how he does. And then, you know, I thought Khalil ran really, really well. And then, you know, Puka just, I mean, he played unbelievable tonight. He really did. Man, he's so much fun to be around. Just because he just brings so much energy to that team. He really does. He surprised me with that pass. That was the best throw he's made, even in practice. I mean, it never looked like that, and he made a terrific throw, and I thought Book made a great catch. So I'm proud of him for continuing the fight.
Is that, do you think, like, prime time, national television, top 10 team, is that the kind of things that, like, makes Puka play even better than usual?
I think he plays as hard as he can every day. Here's the deal. That kid just gets better every week because he works at it. He loves the game, and he continues to work at it. That's why he continues to grow his game from week to week in an area that maybe we didn't think he had the week before, and you see something new, like pass protection last week, some of the things that he was doing there. You know, he just continues to grow it. He's a special player, and he certainly was a guy that we turned to a lot tonight. We thought we had some matchups in the passing game with him tonight, and we were able to take advantage of that a little bit early.
How beneficial was it to play in front of the sticks and not be in a situation where you had to throw?
Right.
You had your choice on how you wanted to run the offense.
The majority of the night, we stayed in normal sticks. And when we didn't, it was tough sledding. I think we may have gotten one of them, if I'm not mistaken. But, you know, it's hard for most people unless you have a Heisman Trophy winner type guy in the back there. And we got a really good one. He played his rear end off tonight, don't get me wrong. But when you fall behind the sticks, it makes it difficult. That play sheet goes into, you know, a series of calls that really plays into the hand of the opponent. So we got to stay out of that. But it was good to be in good normal down and distances. I thought it really helped us.
What was the difference in this one in that you were able to translate the turnovers into touchdowns?
I just think we continue to grow offensively. You know, we wound up making plays when we needed to, and we finished some long runs, and that's what we needed to do. I thought Puka made some terrific plays and made some long runs. Khalil made a terrific run there at the end and finished long runs. You know, people have been getting us down. K-State got us down. Iowa State got us down. And my hat goes off to them. They got us down. Tonight, our guys took the challenge to realize that, man, when we get you to the safety, you got to deal with him. That's your job. And those guys take a lot of pride in it. Coach Hall does a terrific job. Not a good, I'm talking about a terrific job with those young men. You know, the one last two-point play, that's Coach Ricker's play. And, I mean, a lot of us lost a bet on that because he's an O-line coach, you know, designing the two-point play. But it worked out really good. I thought they executed it well.
Hey, you had some of the elements you would need for an upset, you know, like 14 points off turnovers, big night from Puka. What was lacking? What do you think was the main thing that kind of kept you from really keeping up?
Well, we got a turnover on them early. But after that, it was tough breaking the serve. You know, we didn't break the serve after that. You know, they were 9 of 10 on third down, and a lot of that's Kyler Murray. I mean, that dude is a talented guy. And, I mean, how many plays did he make and broke down third down in long situations? And that's going to be where the key is. And, you know, I'll say this. I'm sure when they drop back that much, there's some holding going on. But they didn't call holding on either team, and I can live with that. I can live with that. And I'll take my hat off to them because, I mean, those guys got to settle it on the field. They did a really nice job of letting them play.
What happened just before halftime? And it seemed like the coaches were able to keep the play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's unfortunate. That should never happen. There was just a play that was made on our sideline, and, you know, I really don't know exactly how it ignited, but there really wasn't a whole lot to it. It's a lot more separating than anything else, but those are always kind of kind of tricky when they come into your sideline like that. And, you know, our guys, we've been trained. We know how to manage that situation. And obviously it'll all be on tape, so I'll be talking to some young men if they didn't do what we told them to do, right? But for the most part, I thought, you know, we got them out of there, moved them out of there pretty quick. They know that we're going to be pretty physical with you to get you back. So, I mean, I was physical. There's a lot of our coaches are going to be throwing you around to get you back because there's no place for that in our game.
Let's take two more.
Coach, you already addressed a little bit, but just with your relationship with Kyler Murray, what did you think of his play tonight?
Well, I was hoping that we could limit him a lot more than we did. we picked him off once or twice tonight, I think. I think we picked him off once, but it was a nice play. But he's a special player. I mean, that Heisman needs to go to him. That dude's a terrific player. I mean, I think he's that good. I mean, he really is. He's a terrific player.
First time in this conference slate this season that you have more than 500 yards of total offense. Explain the contributions of everyone playing complementary offensive ball.
Well, I mean, that's where it started coming together. I thought we made some plays tonight in the passing game that we had not been making. Steven Sims, you know, took some really short hitch plays and turned them into what we thought would be 9, 10, 12-yard gains based on what we saw on tape, and he did that. Stephon Robinson, who, you know, had a big play that got away from him a couple of weeks ago, has come back and made two really big plays for us on third down and long when we really needed him. One of them was on fourth down last week, I believe. You know, and those guys, when the ball got close, they made the play, and I thought Peyton played really, really well tonight. I thought he played really well. He had a firm grasp of the game plan. You know, last week we had one play that came in that for some reason it was lost in translation, but there was actually no plays where we had a bust today that we felt like we just kind of had something where we had no chance at the beginning. And I thought, you know, Alex Fontana did a great job with snaps today. That changes everything when the ball's right where it needs to be. So those guys continue to get better, and they continue to shut out the noise. They just continue to stay together as a family. They get tighter. And they had a lot of fun tonight, but they're sad, you know, saddened because they expect to win. We expected to win the game, and we didn't get it done. And you know, the good news is we have another one next week that we expect to win. So, y'all.